In this series, we've been talking about all kinds of things with writing and with the writing career. And I know I've been mentioning things like it's not about you. I've been mentioning things about looking beyond how crash hot awesome your work is and how to avoid that Lanny Sarem moments where you get so wrapped up in how crash hot talented you are that you come across as being a big, big jerk. And I know I've touched on some of this stuff, but I do think there should be some room for when you do have to put up the defense shields, where you do have to push back. And there are good ways and bad ways of doing that. Sometimes it is about you. Thought I'd go on ahead and address some of that. And if there are moments that you've had, or if there are moments that you wonder about, well, do I say something or do I just let it go? Do I say something or just let it go? Go on ahead. You can call in at 703-791-1701, or you can drop me a line at tatmorris.com. But everyone's line is different. Everyone's line is different. There are some universal lines. For one thing, personal space. If you can pick up a vibe on somebody that you're more than okay with, you know, and me being male, I sometimes don't feel like I have to worry about personal space, but it's still an issue. When I'm hanging out with people, there are people that I like to have close and I like being close to. But if I don't know you that well, and if I don't feel comfortable, also it works both ways. If I'm seeing that you're not comfortable, if I'm closer, I mean, a good case in point, PJ Schneider, Piper J. Drake, she had many names, PJ, and Scribe, Lauren Scribe Harris. These are people that I know. Now, I've not always been like physically close with them, mainly because they needed to get to know me. I needed to get to know them. And when we did, you know, we kind of broadened the scope of, okay, you know what? If I'm standing next to Lauren and I can put my arm around her, that's okay. Now, if Lauren is comfortable enough with me to say, if that is not cool, then I say, okay, and I back off. but that gives you sort of the parameters of what to look for. Body language is very important. But personal space is one of those things that I think is a universal thing. If you're meeting an author for a first time, you know, I wouldn't like initiate a hug or something like that. You know, you need to know these people. You need to do. And when I say know these people, I don't mean, oh, I'm friends with them on Facebook. I'm talking about you have lunch with them. You've spent time with them. And everyone's personal space meter is different. So, you know, you just have to learn. And there are websites online that go into body language, that go into how to read people. And, you know, I think that it's not a bad thing. If you have a tough time reading people, by all means, check those resources out. Just make sure they're not PUA sites or anything like that. What about fans that want to get the one up on you? I've lost count how many times I've dealt with that, and I've lost count how many times it's happened at conventions. It's the only thing about conventions that really makes me nervous about going now. There are, and what's even worse is when I'm giving tech talks, and I have fans coming up and telling me, "Well, you know." I have been mansplained before mansplaining was a thing. I don't know if you'd call it nerdsplaining or what, but the best thing you can do is treat them the same way as you would treat a heckler. In a comedy show. Now, when I was working with Comedy Sports, we had several degrees of dealing with hecklers. The first degree was the warning. That's the first degree. And, you know, so someone would start to heckle, try to take control of the show. And I would say to them, before we go any further, I just want to ask you one simple question. Do you want my undivided attention? And or, you know, you frame it around there to say, if you don't be quiet, I will give you my full attention, and every gun will come to bear. The second warning you would have is something, you know, you start to get a little more snarky. I think some of the favorites were, look, I don't come to where you work and kick the Slurpee machine. Don't tell me how to do my job. That's one. There's another great heckle. It's people like you, the reason why the Kardashians are still on the air. You know, I mean, anytime you can come up with an insult, and usually when you have that insult, you then back it up with another insult, like, are you sure you want to help out? You know, and give them that out. Most of the time, hecklers can be diffused by stage two. Stage three, you just go, you know, thanks for your participation. Now let's get back to the show. You're no longer having fun with them. You're like, you need to be quiet because we got a show to do. And that's stage three. Then there's stage four. Stage four, I go up to the person and I say, I say one-on-one, I say, look, you need to dial it back. You need to dial it back or I will have you escorted off the premise. And if we get to stage five, that's when the manager of the house stepped in. So how do you take this formula and apply it to when you're at a convention or when you're at any kind of writer's conference, and you've got a fan that just won't take a hint? The first thing you do is you just say, you know, I mean, you can politely listen and then say, okay, you know, and that's your experience. My experience is different. And I tend to disagree with you, and I disagree. And now, here's what something I've seen. I've seen some authors go into full-on, you know, debates. Like, I'm going to get in the last word because I'm the author. And I think that's a mistake. I think that's a big mistake because you know, really a one-on-one situation, you're not going to change this person's mind. Where I do think it is important for the author to get in the last word is if it's in a public forum. I've had this happen at readings, and I've had this happen on panels. I actually remember a panel where someone asked the question, and keep in mind, on this panel with me were Sharon Lee and Steve Miller. And this was when they were with Misha Merlin Press. So it was a small press panel. And this guy in the audience said, I really want to know something. I want to know why I should really invest time in your works. Because if you're not good enough for New York publishing, why would I even bother? And you could feel the tension rise in the room. And I mean, and this is, you know, we were all with small presses at the time. And I said, anybody mind if I take this one? And I said, you have every right to feel the way you do. You have every right to feel the way your opinion is. It is not our job to sit here and convince you to buy our books, but to tell you that small presses are they are sometimes places where, you know, unhidden gems lie. Then I leaned forward and I said, "But if you can look me in the eye and tell me that you've never read a bad book from New York, go ahead. I want to hear that, and I want to see that conviction, because otherwise you don't have an argument to stand on with that." The guy wound up buying my book at the end of the panel. But that's the thing. I didn't get overly nasty with him, but I did get pointed with him. The one-on-one situations, that's going to be your call. But you got to ask yourself, is it worth it in the end? If it's in a public forum, yes, it is worth it that you have to get in the last word. And then that's when that heckler, the heckler formula works really well. But on a one-on-one situation, and when I say one-on-one, if you start to feel a little threatened, physically threatened, that's where you have to say, if it starts to feel awkward, I think the best thing you can do is this is why a wristwatch is so nice, or a phone nearby, so you can glance at the phone and go, hey, you know what, I'd love to continue this conversation. Or you don't have to say that either, because sometimes that people take that as an invitation. You can say, look, I appreciate this conversation, but I have to be somewhere. And obviously, I'm not going to change your mind, but, you know, thanks for your time. If you see a friend walking by, Like if I see Lauren walking by or if I see Peach walking by at a convention, I'm going to go, oh, I'm sorry, I have to talk to this author right here. Thank you very much for your time. Thanks for coming to the panel. And then you scoot away. It's always good to have an escape route, especially in the one-on-one situations. But when you get into these tit for tats with fans, what you have to ask yourself is it worth it in the end? You know, what's the end goal? What's the end game? One of the best stories and best lessons of life I've received from my priest. Her name is Vinny. Great lady, Vinny. Vinny said to me, whenever you find yourself in a situation like that, you have to tell yourself something. You have to tell yourself, why are we here? What do I have to gain from this confrontation? And no matter what I gain from it, I will never know the other side's story. Something has driven this person to this point, and I will never know the full extent of what that person's day, week, month, life has been. And I would say in a one-on-one situation, it's really tricky. It's really tricky to manage. In a public forum, panel, talk, or otherwise, that's an entirely different thing. And you got to go in armed and ready because it is about you. It is about you, and it is about your reputation. Something to think about. You heading out? It's okay. You can say stuff. This is a very casual recording.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, hey. Love you, Bear. You have a good day. Okay. All right? And stay dry. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Love you. Welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting.